Playing for the Weekend, it's Trina. Damien Farrelly is here with news from the net. Good morning, Damien. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Trina. Good morning to you.
Well, today we're going to focus on a telly show that I'm going to tell you right now my husband has become addicted to. I introduced it to him very briefly, and then I think it was the repeat was on Saturday, and we're trying to get out the door to go out for the day, and I couldn't get him to leave because he kept watching it. Married at First Sight UK.
It's on, Trina, as you know, on E4, Monday to Thursday, not at 9 o'clock, but it has the nation hooked because it's this bizarre concept for people who've never met before, and they're kind of matched up by relationship experts. The first time the couples meet is at the altar. And that is their big wedding day. Would you do it?
No, not in a million. Like, I kind of get the idea of, yeah, matchmaking to go out with somebody for a television show like that. And maybe, yeah, see if they date. But the whole wedding thing, I mean, the idea is, and hopefully you'll only ever have one wedding in your life. You won't be doing it a second and third time.
That's
so
the plan.
If it doesn't work out and then you actually do go on to have, you know, your real wedding, got inverted commas here, your real wedding, you've worn the dress and you've had the experience already.
Well, maybe you could look at it another way and say, well, look, I've already picked up a couple of tips, I wouldn't do this or I wouldn't do that. What's bizarre to me about it is there's no prize money. So are these people in it for the fame, or are these people genuinely in this to find a husband or a wife? Like, they get married, Trina, they go on a honeymoon, they live together for 6 weeks.
There's no prize money, but everyone who goes on telly these days seems to become an Instagram star, and then they get deals from, you know, clothing companies and all. They all seem to get like these endorsement deals. So you'd wonder. Now, you mentioned there about people wanting to be famous. I know for a fact two of the girls who are on it were on other reality TV shows. So Morag was on Take Me Out, you know, the dating show with Paddy McGuinness.
Yeah.
She did that one. And then your woman, what's her name? Alexis was on Britain's Got Talent. So you'd kind of wonder, you know, are they being scouted for this show or did they actually apply?
So it's a bit, Trina, like Callum Best. If you look at all the reality shows, say the last, say, 10, 12 years, Callum Best, he's been on loads of them.
He's been on them all. That's how he makes a living these days. So the idea,
yeah,
the idea of this show
and
is...
Along the way, Trina, you get to do a bit of kissing. you get to meet new people. You win some prize money. Your profile goes up, but you're set on your soul, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. There was a particular girl in it that made the headlines most days, Nikita. She had the mouth of a fishwife. Absolutely awful. She had to be removed from the show.
Fishwife.
She had to be removed from the show because she was being so abusive towards her new husband. Horrible, horrible person. So you kind of wonder with her, like, she wasn't doing herself any favours from going on a show like that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a bit late at that day because it's a legal marriage ceremony. Like, even to get, I'm surprised somebody like that got through because they do these background checks, Trina. And they take so long, and the producers put so much into it. The psychological testing, because obviously when you fill out your form, you fill out what kind of partner you want to meet. So how those two were paired is beyond me.
I think they probably did it for the drama. Mind you, I wouldn't fancy working on a show like that because I know when they were making the first series of it, and they're 6 series in, when they made the first one, they had to keep pushing back the date of the show to air because people kept getting cold feet and chickening out, and then they'd nobody to take part. So the idea is you live together for 6 weeks and at the end decide whether you want to stay together or go your separate ways. It's kind of not very realistic though, because they're all living in these paid apartments. It's not normal life where they're going into work, they're paying the bills, they're picking up the dog poo. Like, you'd really wonder like how realistic is it, or if anyone ever works out after the show.
Well, this is the 6th season of us, Trina, of this show, right? But just one couple from the last season are still married a year later. But that's just a fluke. And you'd wonder then when you're thinking that way and you see that kind of a stat. If you are a producer on it, what are you hoping for? Are you hoping for everyone, you know, the audience to go, ah, there's true love? Or do you want a bit of drama or that bit of kind of aggro in it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd say they don't care so long as people are watching one way or another. But you know, the Australian version of this show does really well and loads of the couples stay together. So maybe they need to change the experts.
Yeah, well, it comes down to putting out the rubbish, dropping the kids to school, heating bottles, making beds, hoovering the floors, fashion to work. doing the school drop-offs and doing the sports drop-offs. How would they ever cope? They're living in fairyland, Trina. Living in fairyland, they are.
So it wouldn't be for Absolutely. You then. You wouldn't go on a show like that to be match made with your wife to meet her on your wedding day.
That ship has sailed, Trina.
Lovely, Damien. When are you back on air?
Back tomorrow morning from 11 to 2, Trina, with Classic Hit Sunday and a chance to win that VIP trip to Turkey.
Lovely. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.